Yep.
Times two.
I will open the Subcommittee on Natural Resources for April 29th, 2015. Open a work session on HB 5027, the Department of Land Conservation and Development. Senator Dembro asked that I talk a little bit this morning before we go into the work session about how we arrive at the recommendations that we have. And I think what I probably should have a sort of a different time in the committee to talk about this a little bit more extensively, but basically what happens is that we have a co-chair's budget that sets certain targets, and within those targets LFO staff needs to work within those targets. So in almost every area of the budget, our numbers are less than the governor's recommended budget, obviously with the exception of the state school fund, and actually with the exception of universities and community colleges. What that means in terms of natural resources is that the governor's recommended budget, I believe, was about $10 million higher in general fund dollars than what's in the co-chair's budget, keeping in mind, too, that the governor spent almost $100 million in ending fund balance that we did not. And so basically what happens as you go through these, the analysts listen to the discussion, and in this case, I think Mr. Steiner works with Mr. Siebert, and obviously Mr. Siebert works with Mr. Rocco, and trying to keep it within the bounds of the total resources allocated to a specific area. Some of the initiatives in the Department of Land Conservation Development from the agency were not in the governor's recommended budget. Some of the recommendations in the governor's recommended budget are not in the LFO recommendation. Some of those, I think, clearly the committee would understand why they're not there. I think there is some question about why some of them were chosen not to be there. I think one of them in particular is not an indication that it is not an issue. That one is sage grouse. I think the issue about sage grouse is sage grouse shows up in multiple budgets all over natural resources. And I think the discussion is basically, well, one, we will have to address the issue, and two, what's the best way to address the issue. And I think the position that was here was, in a sense, a position in the Department of Land Conservation and Development that basically was going to be working, maybe I'm a little bit out of turn here, out of the governor's office, coordinating the effort, and people questioned whether that was the best arrangement. So I think actually it would help if, as Mr. Steiner goes through his recommendation, maybe goes into a little bit more detail about how he reached it. So, and I think that will give you an idea.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that, Mr. Chair. You know, my concern is there are obviously, you know, overlapping issues like sage grouse that, you know, we see, you know, we heard about in multiple budgets, and it would be good to know just, you know, what the sort of consistent themes are going to be as we're making decisions through these various budgets, because, I mean, they're all natural resources, but, you know, they're very discrete budgets, and, you know, issues like, you know, how much coordination is going to come out of the governor's budget, you know, versus how much money is going into the field for, you know, in these different budgets. You know, I personally prefer the latter as much as we can. But if we could sort of see these overarching, you know, themes and decision points, that would really be useful.
One thing I didn't mention also is I think most people on the committee know this, is that the LFO recommendations first go to the co-chairs of Ways and Means, and then they go to the subcommittee chairs. And normally there's either pushback at the co-chairs or there's pushback at the subcommittee chairs. It's kind of weird in this committee because they're one and the same person. And then the recommendations go out to the committee members, and sometimes we get pushback at that point from committee members. I think one of the reasons, I'm a little bit out of turn here again, why you're not seeing the Marine Board tomorrow is we understand there are some concerns about the level of fee increases in the Marine Board. And so I think we're trying to look at seeing if there are some alternatives to that, of at least moderating those fee increases. So if you want to start through your recommendation and explain in a little bit more detail, then.
Would you mind opening the work session?
I'll do it again. HB 5027, opening a work session.
Mr. Co-Chair, members of the subcommittee, it sounds like we're going to depart a little bit from our normal format and, as requested, maybe discuss a little bit about the overarching reasons for the budget recommendation and the formation of the budget. I think that there's been some commentary about this budget being one of the first budgets to come to work session where there are a significant number of the policy option packages that were proposed by the agency in the governor's budget were not included in the recommendation. In the Natural Resources Subcommittee, as Co-Chair Devlin said, and the process of the budget formation begins with the governor's proposed budget to the legislature, and there were a number of items in the governor's budget that didn't comport with the budget ideals of the leadership of Ways and Means, and so the Legislative Fiscal Office was given a framework in which to work to establish these budgets or establish the recommendations of these budgets that had specific constraints on it as far as amounts and types of funding that were available. To that end, each program area is given targets, generalized targets within a co-chair framework of the budget, and then we listen to discussions with the agency, discussions in public hearings, and try to vet each one of the agency's budgets, including their current service level budget and the policy option packages that are brought forward, in order to bring a recommendation to the subcommittee and ultimately to the full committee and to the full body that achieves a number of goals, including, but first and foremost, staying within the budget framework that was presented. So with this particular agency and a number of the agencies that I've been working on, our first goal was to maintain the current service level of the agency and to take a look at the ongoing programs of the agency and to try to keep those as whole as possible moving into the next biennium. Then there were some, in doing so, there were, in this agency in particular, there were a number of initiatives that were being worked on by the agency that were funded by the legislature in the prior biennium, but several of these had limited duration positions, limited duration kind of funding, and so those were looked at as programs that should continue if possible, but without specific funding and resources behind them, that those limited duration positions were limited duration and those programs were limited duration for a reason. So several of those have not been extended in this recommendation. Furthermore, given the budgetary goals that were given for the natural resources program area, there were competing priorities to those. And so we tried to, as much as we could in conversations with the leadership of Ways and Means and of the subcommittee, to try to really fund those items that were essential and not expansive in programs, not taking existing things and expanding on them, but to maintain the agency's programs that were essential programs going forward. And to that end, the recommendation in this particular budget keeps the agency at its current service level, keeps those programs going, and does provide a small amount of additional funding to a program that was an agency-initiated program for their Information Management Modernization Initiative, which was a five-year program spanning about $1 million in overall costs. And this, they had some limited funding and some limited duration positions in the last biennium. Our office saw this as a continuing program, wanted to see this through to the end, that the legislature has been supporting this. And to that end, additional funding was provided in this budget of about $500,000 in general fund. That also included a large portion of that, about $290,000 of that, is one-time only funding that will not continue in the subsequent biennia. But it did allow for the conversion of an existing vacant position into a position that supports the ongoing efforts of the agency. That position, when I say converting, I just want to be clear on the record that when we use converting, what we're doing is we're repurposing a position that involves eliminating a procurement specialist in one part of the agency and establishing a IS specialist in another part of the agency. So it's actually deleting one position, establishing a new position. There's no net position change. There is a little bit of change, an increase of about a half an FTE. So I guess it's a long-winded way of getting to the recommendation. The recommended budget for the agency includes general funds of $12,743,000, other funds of $485,000, federal funds of $6.267 million, 56 positions, 54.9 FTE.
Do we have a motion to accept the LFO recommendation?
Yeah, and Chair Devlin, and I would move the LFO recommendation to House Bill 5027.
There's been a motion before the committee. Is there any discussion? Any objections to the motion? Hearing none, motion carries. Performance measures.
Also in your packet, Co-Chair Devlin, members of the subcommittee, also in your packet is the key performance measures as proposed by the agency. You can see that we're extending the existing key performance measures for the agency into the next biennium, all with their most recent results and their targets for 2016 and 17, and the LFO recommends the approval of the key performance measures.
And Mr. Chair, I would move the LFO recommendation on key performance measures.
Okay, it's been moved to approve the key performance measures. Any discussion? Any objections to the motion? Hearing none, motion carries. What changes to the appropriations bill?
Co-Chair Devlin, members of the subcommittee, just to, for the record, as I stated previously, to be exact, for the record, the Legislative Fiscal Office recommends a budget of $12,743,346 in general fund, $484,999 other funds, $6,267,596 in federal funds, with 56 positions, 54.9 FTE, and that House Bill 5027 be amended accordingly with the -2 amendment.
Okay. Is there a motion to move the -2 amendment?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I move to amend House Bill 5027 with the changes included in the -2 amendment.
Any discussion of the motion before the committee? Any objections to the motion before the committee? Hearing none, motion carries.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
May I ask a question I should have asked it earlier on the key performance measures?
Yes. I'm
a little bit confused on the numbering of these. It goes 1 through 12, then 15, and there's like 8 or 5 or 6 17s, and it jumps to 19. Is that just a why that numbering system?
I don't know, unless it's when we eliminate or change that we keep the same numbers as we had before. We're getting nods of heads there. So there, at one time there was a 13 and 14. But those are no longer key performance measures.
So why do we have 6 17s?
Co-Chair Devlin, Senator Hansel, the 17 is actually one key performance measure, but it's all about customer service. And so it breaks down the different types of customer service metrics.
Are there different categories that it's addressing?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Do we have the final motion?
Mr. Chair, I would move to move House Bill 5027 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation as amended.
Okay. It's been moved to recommend House Bill 5027 to the full committee with due pass recommendation as amended. Discussion? Yes.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. I just want to say for the record, you know, I respect the process that you're using, and I understand the need to find $10 million and that there are some serious needs in other agencies as well. I do think it's a shame that I was very attracted, and I think, you know, with the discussion that we had at the agency presentation with the plans for the grants to local communities and the natural hazard planning, those really seemed like very timely initiatives. And, you know, I think it's a shame that we can't go forward with that at this time. But, you know, I hope we keep this high on our list for future work.
I should say for the committee, while the hazard planning was not included as an approved policy option package, the grants were an increase, and the current service level includes a level of grants. Do you know what that level is?
Co-Chair Dillon, a member of the subcommittee, that grant level is just over $1.5 million.
So the POP was an increase in the grant level. So. Mm-hmm.
But it used to be higher, as I recall.
Yeah. Okay. Any discussion of the motion before the committee? Any objection to the motion before the committee? Hearing none, motion carries. Do we have a carrier to the full? Okay. Rep. Rayfield will carry to the full. Will you carry to the House also? Senator Hansel, will you carry to the Senate?
I will, unless my colleague wants to do it. Do you care?
I'm happy to carry it.
Okay. Okay. Senator Denbrough will carry to the Senate floor. Right now, we are not meeting tomorrow. Is that correct?
Yes. Co-Chair Devlin, member of the subcommittee, that's correct. There's no meeting tomorrow. Thursday work sessions for the Marine Board and fee bills have been canceled.
Okay. One other note for the subcommittee, it probably should be good to put on the record now. A few days ago, like the last Thursday or so, we had 170 policy bills in Ways and Means. As of yesterday, we have 270 policy bills in Ways and Means. So we will begin to go through those late next week. So by the following week, there may be some bills starting to be released, and we'll probably try to fit them in around the normal budget schedule that hasn't really been determined yet. But the reality is that if we're not meeting tomorrow, we have less than that. But I think most people anticipate the session will be over by July 3rd, even though it can go about a week longer than that. So that means we have about 9 weeks after this week. And really, for Ways and Means, that means we probably have about seven until we get to the sort of the final stages. So you'll probably see bills that will start to pop up in the schedule. I don't know how many of them are destined for natural resources. Representative Clem, how many bills have you introduced in the natural resources area?
They're not my bills in this case, but there's probably three coming to this side.
Yeah. There's not too many on the natural resources side, though. It's a lot of human resources.
But, Mr. Chair, if I might, it's in a different sub, but since you asked, I'll take this opportunity to comment that the exercise of holding back monies, you know, to balance the governor's recommended budget and to deal with, you know, maybe consolidation, I'm hoping also in the back of your mind you're thinking of the first bill that got passed out of my committee to Ways and Means, which, and you're holding
I
back
can
and
guess.
Thinking,
I can guess.
Please say yes. Farm to school. Please say yes.
I think it's on a list.
Oh, so okay. Yeah.
The other thing, I think the members of the committee realize that I mean, there may be a difference of opinion here, but the two most problematic natural resources budgets that we have are ODFW and the Department of Forestry. And I think forestry is much more straightforward than ODFW. And who?
Dogami.
Oh, Dogami, but that's a bump in the road. It's
no pun intended.
It's a flea on the back of the budget.
Okay. Is there anything else for the good of the order?
Mr. Chair, I assume that our personal bills will come up first, right? That's the way you do things. Following Representative.
Yeah, I followed his example.
We might show up on time if that's the case.
Well, Representative Clem almost has, if he could find a sweatshirt that said farm to school, he'd probably wear it.
That's not a bad idea.
It would probably be orange and black, Mr. Chair, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm going to have to make it green, yellow, orange, and black just so I get all the votes possible. It's going to be ugly as sin, but it'll say it.
Okay. Anything else for the good of the order? We are adjourned.
It's like straight on.
We are adjourned.